Right now it's time for Real News with Brian Ross. Brian, of course, joins us on a Thursday morning, and it seems like ever since Brian has joined us, everything gets ramped up week by week. Good morning, Brian.
Another slow news day, Marshall.
You know, I'm 67, and I've been in broadcasting my whole life since I was a sophomore in high school. And I say this to people because what you folks are experiencing now, I thought Watergate and events like that, the writing of the social contract that Lyndon Johnson did for equality, I thought we went through some turbulent times and some interesting times in our country. The Iraqi war with the Bushes, Bill Clinton with all the scandals. Hillary Clinton, she wasn't even president, and Benghazi. But just take yesterday alone, Brian, and I just shake my head. It's unbelievable.
As we were saying earlier, you don't know where to begin. Is it Trump's admission that he purposely downplayed the seriousness of the COVID-19 pandemic when he knew precisely how dangerous and deadly it was? Or is it the fact that at Homeland Security they've stopped investigating Russian interference because it makes Donald Trump look bad, and they're sort of spiking the numbers to make it appear that terrorists are coming across the Mexican border? It's really outrageous, and you know, for me, that strikes a real concern about the nature of government, that if his acolytes, the people who are running his departments, are allowing that kind of misshaping of intelligence to drive U.S. policy. That's really outrageous. As for Trump, you know, what can you say? It's not really a surprise, is it?
It's not really a surprise, but, you know, what I don't understand and is I may not like his politics or like his positions in life and everything like that, but for the life of me, he is so concerned about himself and what he says and who he says it to, that as president of the United States, he goes off on these tangents, and to try to say he didn't want to create panic. Well, you know what? Can you imagine Franklin Delano Roosevelt not mentioning what happened at Pearl Harbor? Can you imagine trying to cover up what happened on 9/11? We can go down the list with presidents that are faced with decisions and how to break news to the American people. And you know what? Almost, I'll say every president, Republican or Democrat, didn't matter, knew that their job was to inform American people, make them feel safe, make them think that things are under control. It not telling the American people what he knew, not only on February 7th, but January 28th when he was told. You take January 28th, and we didn't really do anything until the middle of March. So you take February, you take 45 days of inaction, and really you have to gear up for the next. You take 2 months, and it's staggering. It's not explainable. I mentioned this and wrote this yesterday. His actions on this are just not explainable.
In a way, it strikes me as having a contempt for the maturity of the American people. You feel you can't panic them. Of course, he's trying to panic them right now, saying the suburbs are going to be overrun with low-income housing, and you know, people from across the border of different colors are coming to take your job. That's a kind of panic that we're seeing from him in his campaign. He doesn't even hide that. But it shows that he doesn't trust the American people to deal with tough news. And as you say, presidents through history have found a way to deliver tough news. And I think of the most recent biography of Winston Churchill by Eric Larson, how Churchill was able to deliver the harshest news to the British public and still inspire them to go on. And that's exactly the kind of thing that defines leadership. And we're not seeing that. And that, you know, I think Woodward concludes he's not fit for office. He's not up to the job. And that's the most damning thing. He's just not up to the job.
Now, I have to say, I see two 600-pound gorillas in this, and I respect Bob Woodward as a reporter. He is somebody that makes sure all the I's are dotted, the T's are crossed. He does his work. He does his investigation. People might not like his books, but when they come out, the people that they're about, they might not like them, but they don't ever challenge the facts that are in them. I'm a little surprised, knowing what he knew when he knew it, that he didn't try to, he did not bring this out to try to help American people at the same time. I mean, he knew on February 7th what Donald Trump and Xi spoke about. And gosh, it sits in the back of my mind. If I was in that position, would I have broken that story then? I probably would have, just to get the ball rolling and help Americans.
You would have, but you know, for him to get the 17 on-the-record interviews with Trump, it had to be, Trump had to feel comfortable saying these things at the time. And I think, you know, it's making a huge impact now, and I think Woodward's position was, well, I felt I had to get it out before the election, and fair enough, would that have changed Trump? I don't know. And that's the argument. It's not that if Trump thought what he was going to say to Woodward was going to be in the Washington Post the next day, he probably wouldn't have said it. And that's just the challenge and the dilemma for people who are reporters who are writing books.
You know, it's true. And what really amazes me is that when other countries look at this situation now, and realize, and I'm not talking about just our allies. Our allies have to be completely astounded about how secretive our government is, not only with them but with the American people, but with the people that want to destroy America, the extremists from within and without, just shows the total incapacitation of our chain of command.
Well, we're talking about chaos is a sense of what's going on, I think, and American people don't like chaos, and I think that this all adds up to seeking a candidate who will end the chaos. And it reminds me a bit of 1968, when Humphrey and Johnson were connected to the chaos, and Nixon, for better or worse, represented somebody who was going to end the chaos. And Trump has tried that with his law and order themes, but I don't think it's working for him, frankly. I think he's not striking the right chord for his campaign, and obviously the Republicans are bracing themselves for a huge setback.
Yeah, and his talk about the generals the other day, this was even separate from this.
You know, look at, as you say, where do we begin with the counts against him? I think in the end, his supporters say, well, he's not a politician. You know, that's the best they can come up with.
Well, you know, what's interesting about it, Dwight D. Eisenhower, a military man himself, managed to point out the military-industrial complex without coming down on his generals. Donald Trump, once again, came down on his generals, the ones he picked, and just came down and made them look like generals only urge for war. And I tell you, I've spoken to a lot of military people. That's not their first reaction, is jump in and go to war.
No,
that is never, that's never been their first reaction. And what Donald Trump is afraid to do, and I don't understand why, is to explain two different paths to the American people. One, explain to the business people why he could have shut down this country in the beginning of February, and then explain to the American people the ramifications that go with shutting down and this and that. And it just never seems to have.
In fact, the question is a bigger one, I think. Did he have to shut down the country? He belittled people who wore masks. He said there was not an issue. If he had alerted the country to the seriousness of this and let Dr. Fauci and others speak their minds and, you know, did preventative action, perhaps we'd be back in business now. Perhaps the schools would be open now. And perhaps 100,000 people or more would still be alive.
You know, I go back to people's interpretation of Jimmy Carter's presidency, which was a weak presidency, there's no doubt about it, but it was a weak presidency, totally different than this presidency. I just, in my 67 years, I have, in politics, never mind just the presidency, have never quite witnessed anything like this, and yet, and he was right when he said it 4 years ago, he can do whatever he wants, and his 35 to 37% just will not leave him.
Right. Well, the question is that enough to win re-election? I see he's saying he's going to spend $100 million of his own money to support his campaign. I doubt he has $100 million of spare cash, frankly, given what I've been told about his finances, that, you know, they're wildly inflated and it's all in properties, not really in cash. And secondly, you know, with Republicans not chipping in, with his fundraising way down compared to Joe Biden, you know, all the signs for a real bad November for Republicans are there.
Well, I've said this to, as a Bernie Sanders supporter, I said this for a long time. With Hillary Clinton, I switched over. I supported Hillary Clinton. Did I donate to Hillary's campaign? No. But did I support her vocally? Yes. When Bernie Sanders decided to drop out, I immediately switched my monthly donation from Bernie Sanders to Joe Biden. And what I saw in the primaries were the Democrats that would not come out and vote for Hillary Clinton and who voted for Bernie Sanders. And this year, once it was just Sanders and Biden, you can see that Democrats really did want Biden. They did. And Bernie Sanders saw it right away. And that's why he dropped out right away. They really did want Biden. And I just think that there's all the warning signs are there for the Republicans. You just don't know because of what happened last election, but they're all there. Joe Biden outraising the Republicans and Donald Trump in the last two quarters, and now all of this. If this doesn't shake America up and to make some changes, I'm not sure anything ever will.
Well, you know, and it's how it's received. Those who are watching Fox News and reading some websites are not getting the same information you're getting. Not at all. They see it as just a another book by people out to make money and telling lies, and they just don't want to hear it. I think, finally, to close this out here, Marshall, the thing that I am looking forward to and don't see is, where is the outrage from Republican senators and members of Congress and people in the administration who should be speaking out?
And once again, Woodward's book is backed up by audio of the person. It's not supposition.
Not
an
anonymous source.
No,
yep.
It's all real and it's all there. Well, I said it last week and I'll say it again this week. We'll see what happens in the next 7 days, Brian.
What fresh hell are we awaiting?
All right. Have a great week.
Okay, Marshall, good talking to
Take
you.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Brian Ross in real time. Real time. Real news here on Robin Hood Radio.